Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Danny, I got your number. I need to make you mine.
Topic Two-Tone bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Galen.org, that's the website for the Galen Institute. The president is our good friend Grace Marie Turner, who's with us now, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and boy howdy, was that ever a book of prophecy, Grace Marie?
Well, it's just because we understand how the economy works. We understand how people work, and it was so obvious to us that people were going to not buy health insurance, especially young people, because they were being asked to pay, in many cases, 75% more for their health insurance than somebody who is older. And so they're just saying, I don't want to buy that insurance. Well, guess what's happening to the pools? Older and sicker. What does that mean? Health insurance costs are more expensive. This is, as you say, not rocket science.
It's not. And folks, we were talking about, Grace Marie was reminding us about something that's called the death spiral. In fact, the creators of Obamacare, the fathers, the Dr. Frankensteins of Obamacare, that built this monster, actually knew that if young people, healthy people, don't subscribe and don't get involved, then the plan would go, the law, the fulfillment of this thing, the execution of Obamacare, would go into a death spiral because there wouldn't be enough healthy people who don't put pressure on the delivery of health care on the plan. And that's exactly what's happening, isn't it?
It is.
Aren't we in the middle of the death spiral right now?
Well, and the Obama administration is trying to fix this. And how are they going to fix it? They are going to have the IRS mail letters to anybody who did not sign up for health insurance, paid the penalty last year, mostly young people, or who got one of the millions of exemptions, 30 sub-exemptions from buying insurance. You're going to get a letter from the IRS encouraging you to sign up for health insurance. What a knee-knocking experience it is to ever get a letter from the IRS.
Right.
Here, you're going to have the federal government, the IRS, saying, you better buy Obamacare insurance.
Well, what are their enforcement? Can they actually enforce this? They can't
the
really
way,
enforce it except to take. All they can do is put it on your tax bill, can't they?
They can basically say if you have a tax refund due and you didn't buy health insurance, then we can grab. We have first rights to that.
How much can they
refund.
Take?
They can take up to the value of your of the penalty, which is either $695 for an individual
a year or
2.5% of your income.
Huh. Every year.
Every year. So basically, sayonara to your health insurance.
But these kids, and I say kids because they're mostly young people.
Well, those are the ones that they're aggressively reaching out to, but there are a lot of people who are.
But they're the ones who are saying, A, they got to come after me. They got to find me. They got to apply it to me. And B, I got to have a refund. All I got to do. See, a lot of young people. And I remember I used to do this. Will have a little extra taken out so they get a refund. Right? You got a little fund money in the first of the year. All they got to do is lower their deductions, and they don't get a refund.
I know, but you know, they can do it and they can game the system, but they still makes them. They're violating the law. We do not want to create millions of criminals in this country, people violating IRS law. Because you know the IRS, this is an aggressive agency. They're going to figure out some other way to come after you.
Yep.
And it scares people to get a letter from the IRS saying you're going to buy Obamacare insurance.
But this was, folks, this was all predictable.
It was predictable.
We talked about these things. We talked about what we talked about, Grace Marie, I remember in 09, 10, 11, well, I guess probably 10 and 11 because that's when we knew the IRS was going to be the enforcer. In those years, we said, how is the IRS going to do this? How are they going to pull it off? What's it going to look like?
And this is what it's going to look like. Aggressive tactics from the IRS telling you have to buy Obamacare health insurance. People are incensed. They do not want this law. As you say, the young people are required to pay so much more for their health insurance, and they have deductibles. If you're a family and you're buying a bonds-level plan, which is the allegedly most affordable plan under
right.
Obamacare, you could have a deductible of $12,000 for your family that you have to pay before the insurance kicks in on top of the huge premiums you're paying.
Rex Marie, in addition to all that, though, let's talk about some of this. Let's review how Obamacare is actually imploding. I mean, it's basically coming apart right now. Isn't it on its last gasp as far as any kind of a viable program?
And it has an unlimited call on taxpayer dollars.
Really?
This is an entitlement to subsidy. The federal government, the only reason that this has been stopped is because the House of Representatives is basically building walls to keep the Obama administration from using taxpayer dollars to shore up this law. The
mm-hmm.
president does not want this law to fail, and the House of Representatives is, and then the Senate, but mostly being led by the House, are putting firewalls up to keep them from grabbing money.
But they're not hurting the exchanges, are they? I mean, the exchanges are imploding on their own because the
House is saying you cannot have an unlimited call on taxpayer
right.
dollars to shore up these health insurance companies' corporate welfare.
They can't stand on their own, though, right?
Of course not. They can't. The health insurance companies are pulling out, even though
right.
they're getting huge, huge billions of dollars in taxpayer money on top of the premium subsidies,
right.
on top of the premium tax credits, on top of the cost of the,
right.
the cost sharing subsidies, and they still
so
can't.
So good
make
for
it
the
because,
House for not letting this be another
yes,
runaway entitlement.
And they're
program.
Also after the IRS. The leadership
yep.
wrote a letter
yep.
last week saying, "What are you up to here? This is not a
hold
legitimate
on, hold
use
on
of
that.
This money."
Hold on, Greg Smee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Greg Smee what's going to look like going forward. What's the way forward look like?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.